We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Miami, 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 Miami.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. It's been a while. Carla Navas, and with me today, we have Heat Twitter President Alf. No game today, so no Heat win.
No, I just,
although every day is a loss on Twitter.
You really need to do a video, man.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's so awkward.
You hate it. You hate it.
It is such an awkward opening.
You hate it so much, and as we just kind of bob our heads. Wait,
how do I sound today? Am I better today?
You sound so much better. You sound very nice, clear, 5G. Sound great. Kenny, you look great in 5G.
Man, thank you. Thank you. I do want to say really quickly before we start. If anybody knows, me and Frankie went to high school together for a little bit, and at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, we lost a high school classmate to a car accident. So I do want to say rest in peace to Divinity Curitan, and I want to say rest in peace to Frankie's dog, Plex. He was a fixture on the show, and just things didn't work out health-wise. So RIP Divinity, RIP Plex.
And you guys helped, you know, give Frank, you know, let them identify what was wrong with Plex. And he was able to, they were able to give him a great last week. So thank you all to our listeners who helped that. No segue from there, but on the bottom right, reality check master, Tiffany Meeks.
Oh,
hey.
We have Christian Hernandez.
What the fuck is up?
What's up? We have content to get to. My camera's not working, so I'm on the laptop, the computer camera. So bear with me while we work out our off-season kinks. People, so much to get to, and really not really that much to get to. The important thing is that Alf, the Heat are not playing on Christmas, and for some reason, the NBA, Adam Silver, they're forcing the Knicks on America like your family forces that weird relative that nobody wants at the holidays. And it's like, we got to invite them. And I feel like that's the Knicks. And the Heat, not on Christmas. The Knicks are on Christmas. And I feel like that's fucking ridiculous.
Wait, the Knicks on Christmas?
Every good team except the Heat. And apparently no. The Knicks.
Well, the Knicks and the Lakers are both on Christmas, which is wild to me. Like,
exactly. Because that girl did not go to the dance last season.
Come on. Like, non-playoff teams play on Christmas? Like, listen, full disclosure, I'd be lying on, like, a motherfucker on Twitter saying I'm upset about the Heat not playing on Christmas. I'm happy as shit the Heat ain't playing on Christmas because I hate, like, having to focus on that, like, during a family holiday.
I don't need that kind of pressure. I want to watch basketball.
No, I want to watch teams I don't care about, but I want to watch good teams. I want to watch fun basketball. Like, the Knicks are like some of the worst basketball you could possibly put on national television. And then you add the Lakers. Like, at least the Lakers are funny. Like, it's a clown show. But, like, so I'm okay with the Lakers. Just LeBron James, marquee name. But these dudes went out and signed Jalen Brunson. And Adam Silver's like, we got to showcase these. Like, yo, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, RJ Barrett. I mean, prime time. You know, I don't even understand it. And the thing is, like, people are like, why do you care? It's not that we care to watch the Heat play on Christmas. It's a sign of respect. It's one of the top teams in the league. The one seed from the year before, conference finalists, not even playing on Christmas is weird, right? Especially when you couple that with teams that didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? Like, is Jalen Brunson that prime time? You got to tell me, because I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of Mavericks games. Y'all tell me, is he Showtime like that?
I think so. The thing is, it's kind of the NBA is making the Knicks on Christmas the same as the Lions on Thanksgiving, which is also a really dumb tradition. I don't understand. I definitely don't understand that one. At least the Knicks, like, were good, like, three out of their however many years. Lions were never good. But I guess it's what they're doing. They're going to show us that tired-ass Bernard King highlight reel. Like, hey, this happened on this day. So, you know. And it's cool, I guess. I don't care so much about the Christmas game. I want to see how many national games that he get overall, only because it affects awards. But as far as the actual Christmas, I'm going to be way too drunk to even be watching, paying attention for real. So I don't care.
Well, you should be drunk when the regular season schedule come out too, Kenny. They ain't gonna have no national games.
PJ Tucker was a huge draw tiff, apparently. You know?
That's the thing that and we lost PJ Tucker and they completely ripped us off.
They act like we lost Jimmy.
I love PJ. We gotta,
with
the PJ shit, man.
We should be celebrating that the entire team gets Christmas with their families.
Right. I complained on the Twitter world, like I did. But I was just being, like, silly about it because, come on. Lord knows y'all was not going to be seeing me in one of these boxes on Christmas. It wasn't happening.
Oh, no. I mean, we're off. Because I mean, I saw yesterday, like, I hadn't really been on Twitter much. I opened my phone at, like, you know, right before bed. And I it's, like, midnight. And I see that somebody was, like, complaining about it. And I go, this can't be right. And I look and I was like, fucking Sixers, Knicks.
Which, by the way, Sixers one is what I didn't read.
Right. I'm just mad at who got it. I'm mad at who got it. Not that we didn't get it. I'm just mad at who got it. Like, you can't be having girls up there that can't get a date to the prom. Come on.
Do people find the Heat boring? Like, I don't.
Yes.
Like,
no, the Heat are boring, but that's not the point. Like, I'm not going to.
But the Knicks are good.
But they're boring.
The Knicks are boring and bad, though. Like, I'm boring and good, okay? Like, if you put the Pelicans or even, like, the Bulls.
Right, right.
Like, teams with, like, exciting young players. Like, I would get that
I'm
more.
Stunned the Pelicans aren't on. They like, finally the gave up. Like,
yeah, it's Zion's back. So, I don't.
But they don't trust it. They don't trust it.
They learned their lesson.
They learned. But well, you know what I the mean, thing
if,
is?
If you don't trust Zion being there, I know you don't trust Anthony Davis being there.
Don't trust the Knicks being there. Like, but that's the thing, because remember, we're still living in that world where it's like the upside down. Oh, the NBA is better when the Knicks are better.
Since
show me.
I want to know, what evidence do you have of that?
Right.
Like
1999.
Right.
The last time
they was getting smacked in 1999.
Well,
did they win?
The last time they were in the finals is like the lowest rated finals
exactly.
of all time. So where
exactly.
is your evidence that the NBA needs the Knicks to be good? Like, it's just a complete fallacy. Like, it's one of those things that's like, you know, this rock, you know, it keeps tigers away. Well, how do you know? There's no tigers around. Like, it's just a logical fallacy. The NBA is better when the Knicks are good. The Knicks are never good, so you never actually have to prove it.
Right.
They should have had the Knicks and the Lakers at least play each other. That might have been a close game.
Oh my
just
God.
Quick little, like, pass out break. Like, all right.
No. They should just have them stay at home. Like, what are we doing? We're for like, that's the thing. Like,
and they got the good game. They got, like, the 2:30 game.
It don't matter. Isn't the NFL playing on Christmas?
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, so it don't. So whoever got the first game got the good game. Let's be realistic.
Bucks Celtics is
that's what everybody's gonna watch, and then everybody's gonna flip that right on off. They're not watching the NBA. Like,
noon is too early for basketball. I always feel like icky watching basketball at noon.
I love it. I watch.
I love
basketball.
It. But then the
not,
day is
I'm
over.
I'm not watching no Knicks Sixers. I won't.
Ain't
refuse.
Nobody watching it.
I'm not watching Knicks Sixers.
Ain't nobody watching.
I don't be on, but I'm not.
Can
on.
You imagine, like, you got your
I'm not watching
Jalen floor.
Brunson on Jesus' birthday. I'm not doing it.
Jalen Brunson? You mean Julius Randle?
I'm not watching none of
First
them. On Jesus.
Wait, can we talk about how they
Barrett
rolled
was
up
there on Jesus' birthday, and I still won't watch that shit.
Can we talk about how Julius Randle, Obi Toppin, and Jalen Brunson rolled up in the Bronx and got rolled out of there like joints?
What happened?
They lost a pro-am game by 13.
No way.
Yes way.
No.
The Knicks starting lineup couldn't beat amateurs.
Yeah.
Bro.
And somebody would hit me up was like, Tiff, you from New York? You know they were just missing RJ Barrett. Child bye.
Knicks fans really think that RJ Barrett is like on the rise to stardom. And I just don't understand.
He is.
He's really good, but
you think
because
he's really
on
good?
The Knicks. No,
I get what you're going, Tiff. I get where you're going.
Okay, you see
but
what
like
I'm going?
They think like on the court, he's like on the way.
He's
like
a very solid. I mean,
he's solid.
Like, I see his ceiling could be Jaylen Brown. Like he could be that good. Brunson, maybe. I think. Yeah.
No, he could be better than what he is. I just think what's going to happen is his knees will give out before he even gets the opportunity. He can't be playing.
He's not really that old. That's just a bit we do. He's not really.
No, but I'm talking about Tibbs.
Tim, you're right. Tim's going to ride him into Jalen Brunson has no idea what he just walked into.
None.
His dad can't save him out there or nothing. It's just torture.
His little ass can be like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. Barrett turns the ball over a lot.
Like, I can't run that much. I got little legs.
I was just looking at fucking Barrett's entire like stat sheet, and it's not pretty, man. And like the team was better with him on off than on. Like, that's ugly stuff, man.
Listen, I'm not a fan, but I've watched him play like live, and I've watched how he's being used. It's not what it should be.
You can't judge nobody's offensive game when they play under Tibbs.
Exactly.
I'll never forget when Chris Bucher said that Derrick Rose should win MVP because he misses a lot of layups and therefore it gives his team offensive rebound opportunities. That is the Tibbs offense. That was either Broussard or the other guy.
That sounds like Broussard.
We don't even say that guy's name on
Rick Bucher. It was Rick Bucher or Broussard. One of the two.
It was Bucher who said that.
It was Bucher, yeah. They're all like the same. They all kind of meld together in that, like John Barry, all those people kind of from that time, like all those
John Barry. That's
not good when you name a black person and you're saying he's melding in with all these
like all these bad opinions. Well, they're as opinion givers.
We know who Chris Broussard voted for.
Exactly. Twice. He showed up with that mustache on the stick.
Is he still around?
Chris Broussard, he said some dumb shit recently.
But like, is he platformed?
Yeah,
I think like Fox or something.
Fox.
That's crazy. Oh yeah.
They got that one like fat racist black dude, like the Uncle Ruckus of sports.
Don't call his name. Yeah, that's what you call him, Uncle Ruckus. We're not even going to say his real. Don't even say his government.
Oh, is it the guy who's wearing the fedora?
Uh huh. With the fedora.
Yeah, that guy. Where is John Barry? Is he still working?
I doubt it. I haven't seen him on.
It's funny. People just disappear and we never see from them ever again.
And tomorrow somebody will be like, who's uninformed. Oh, the Heat should sign John Barry. Geez.
He could be the perfect.
The NBA Central going to pick it up.
Like, right? No, that HeatNation.com shit show.
Quote Gianni.
I'm telling you, I could tweet out my grandmother likes Kevin Durant, and like they will fucking aggregate that shit. Like, not everything is worthy of aggregation, guys. Like, we're out of control.
It's August.
Yeah,
people are bored. People are just bored as hell.
We're so bored. We need basketball. I've been off Twitter, and I feel like I haven't really missed much. I think I missed some Gordon Hayward news that apparently was. Somebody made it up, and then Ira kind of did an Ask Ira with it, and then that was really the extent of it. And I was like, there's nothing right now.
Who was asking Ira these questions, by the way?
I'm about to say, did you say Ira Ask Ira? Because you might have hit the nail on the head right there. But I ain't want to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
Listen, we gossiped enough at Flanagan.
Why would they be sniffing around Gordon again? Like, why would we do that? What would we sniffing that for?
I wouldn't hate it.
Man, he wouldn't hate
he's still on the contract, right?
Yeah, he is.
We would have to literally give up the, give up pieces.
No, see, you can't do that.
The, exactly. Do that. Not in this Number economy. One, he ain't never healthy.
Yes.
Number two, he will be appearing before Congress soon. So when is he going to play?
Jen, yeah, you can't count on him.
You can't count on him.
He's getting subpoenaed.
Not like it, see, if the idea was like Gordon Hayward, you know, on a vet minimum or some shit, like I'm down. Like, oh, I'm bringing Gordon. No, he's still on that mid-level.
I don't even see that working. Expiring.
Yeah, I think he makes more money than Bam, actually.
He makes a lot of money.
He makes 30 million.
You can't put – go ahead, G.
No, I was going to say, like, you could, he's 30 million, so you'd have to match Duncan and I think a piece. To get him,
no, with, no. Yeah.
I'm keeping Duncan over him. I don't care.
I mean, but also, 2024 expiring. So like, ooh. you get off the Duncan money quicker, and you
that's
kinda,
fine. But if you're trying to win,
I'll have Duncan running the point before I do that.
That's fair.
Nah, I'm good. That's plus, you gonna bring that man in the locker room with somebody with dreadlocks?
That's true.
It ain't gonna work.
That's true.
Jimmy,
why do you think he's Savon Beslow? I don't understand what he's dealing with right now.
I think he looks fantastic.
Listen, I'm telling y'all, I don't care what Jimmy does at this point. After I watched him perform, listen, the way he's been performing, I don't give a damn what he do to his. I don't care if he put the American flag in his head. I will pretend to love it.
My man,
he could be out here with a shitty right lace front. I'm all for it.
Man, right? Half of it just lifted a little
you
bit.
In the game like this.
When you see, yeah. As long as he don't, you know, turn the ball over, patting his head, I'm fine with that.
Have you seen this man's Instagram story this offseason? My man is living. He's in Colombia. He's on boats shirtless every day. He's playing tennis. Jimmy's living the life, man. That's a man who knows that shit wasn't his fault.
Exactly.
For real.
Exactly.
Y'all lost.
Like, y'all lost. Y'all lost.
Y'all lost.
On another boat today. Making coffee. That man makes coffee every day. Just on his story.
He brings fucking the fucking frothing. Donuts. That man is, listen, I love Jimmy.
Do whatever he
you
wants.
Can't do no
he
wrong.
Can do whatever he want. He King. Can do whatever he want.
Amazing. Yeah. And they didn't put that man on Christmas. I can't believe it.
And you know what? Maybe that'll just fuel his hate.
I'm sure that I wonder if they're I mean, they probably
they
like,
don't. They are so
they don't
happy
care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Right? Yeah, they don't probably. Don't.
They don't care.
Adam Silver said, y'all going to get this Evan Fournier and y'all going to like it.
Is he still with the Knicks?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't.
He is. You know what's funny about the Knicks? You know, like, Heat fans, it's like Duncan plus, like, Max or Duncan plus, like, whoever, and Tyler's, like, their trade package. For them, it's like Evan Fournier plus this. Like, everything. It's like, who wants Evan right. Fournier?
Bro,
that's
nobody's falling
Duncan.
For Evan Fournier again. Nobody's
no, we ain't falling for that. That banana.
That was a quintessential Knicks move. He had like four good games last season. The Knicks was like, nah, we paying you.
No, and Jalen Brunson is a
he's a good player, yeah.
I mean, so Jalen Brunson is that quintessential Knicks move where they gave a whole lot of money. I'm like,
for like
it might not work out.
Comes out of the Mitchell. Yeah. Everybody comes out of the Mitchell, but
right. Listen. And we got to stop with this because I'm sorry. If you put Evan Fournier in front of me and you said you could have this, you could get with this, and then you put Duncan and Max over here, I'm going over here. Evan Fournier showed us who he was. We not messing with that.
Evan Fournier had a ponytail one day and was balding the next. I don't trust him.
Evan Fournier is good for like 24 points through 2.5 quarters.
Right.
And then
gone. And then it's gone.
24 points through 2.5 quarters, you're down by 12. Yeah. And he's like, I did my part.
Drinking Gatorade.
Talking about hamstring tightness.
Right. My arm hurt. Shit.
Shooting. RJ, do something.
The other Heat news of the day, as reported by Ira Winderman, Ruth Hunter has been named senior director of team development for the Heat. She will no longer be part of the broadcast.
I don't like that.
Christian, they Tony Fiorentino'd her so hard.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
They fucking Tonied her, dude.
Isn't that a
metaphorically speaking?
Isn't that an upgrade? That seems like a promotion.
And they actually see that her job does sound like an upgrade relative to what Coach Tony got.
What is Tony like a brand ambassador or some
Yeah, for
shit?
Summer camps.
Like, right. Like she's gonna be passing out.
Serious. Yeah. Mm.
She's gonna be passing out T-shirts. Talking about you a small or a medium.
It's kind of what I do.
I gotta just say she was working with Manso, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Doing radio too, I think, as well. She do like home radio.
Yeah, just because that's out front doesn't mean it's a better job than
right.
Like what she's doing now. Like I don't know. You know, I honestly think they heard her and they're like, man, she's too smart to be on the broadcast.
She making y'all look bad.
Because remember how bad Crotty looked when she was when she did like 4 or 5 games.
Yep.
Yeah.
You think Crotty
wasn't as funny?
What'd you say, Kenny?
Hey, nobody wanted Crotty back but me.
But
you and those
Hangover Time needs Crotty.
That's true.
I fucking love
Crotty.
Me?
He's our lifeblood. You better. They better not.
He's so ridiculous. It's just hilarious.
I can't remember
that we're having way too much fun with him. It was getting so much worse as the season went on. It's like he's definitely in on it. There's no way he's not.
No, yeah, that was the Eric got in, and they're all in on it. And it
just he reads on Twitter. Like he actively uses it, so like that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. I just thought it was funny because it reminded me of the Tony thing when they kind of just gave him what seemed like a promotion, and it just felt like Tony didn't want to go.
Tony never seemed like a promotion.
Yeah, Tony.
We all saw straight through that shit.
I don't think because like Tony never seemed like he was happy about leaving. It was just like
they put that motherfucker out to pasture. That's like when a dude at your company don't want to retire and they make him special liaison to Brazil and shit. we don't even
see, that Brazil. Sucks. It's something like that. That like really, it's like they're just it's too elevated. We want to dumb it down.
Yeah.
Oh, what Skinny McGee said. She started talking about rebound. Yeah. Listen, maybe she like honestly she did not have like the effervescent personality for. You know who she sounded like? I think I said this. She sounded like the TikTok voiceover lady. Like she
I think I know which one you're talking about, but there's so many TikToks.
The little voiceover thing that reads people type.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's what she sounded like, but it's like but she had good information. Maybe there's like you're good at this shit, but you ain't really effervescent, like you know, you ain't, you know, putting butts in the seats, so we'll put you help us run this basketball team. I don't know.
She's smart, but she talk like Plankton's wife. We can't really have that.
Shout out to the guys. So Alf, you had a tweet you wanted to discuss. Our good old friend.
No,
because
it was. I don't know. Did you guys see this going around that like Kevin Durant would consider retirement before playing? And then so Kevin Durant goes, and the wild thing is like he literally had to be like, I know you guys won't believe me from my own mouth.
Right.
So Kevin Durant says, I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, but if it's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Shit is comical at this point. Like, what is that? What is that story? Kevin Durant will retire before he plays for the Nets again? And then it gets aggregated, and then more and more people start talking about it. I'm telling you, some of these places just print their own money. Like, you make up the story, then you have 24 hours of news coverage about the story you just made up.
Dude, and all it takes is Stephen A. being like, oh, I like that shit. And then he says it, and then it's everywhere.
Because we need content, because it's August.
No, but what Stephen A. will do, did you see this ridiculous story about Kevin Durant maybe retiring? I don't believe it for a second, but if it was true.
Yes!
He is a coward. He is a nobody. He will go down in the annals of NBA history as a coward and a French patriot.
Why have we not done a Stephen A. cutout?
What happened?
I run out of shit that quickly. I just said French patriot, like as a synonym for coward. Like you know, I just.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm at the part where I don't care. I don't if Kevin Durant said I'm hanging up this jersey tomorrow.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I would love it because then we could talk about something else.
Exactly. I'm still going to have my vegan pastries in the morning. There's nothing going to change for me.
You chilling with Kyrie, Tiff?
Yep. Yep. Flat as hell over here.
Just looking at some stats.
But are y'all tired of it? Like, let's be realistic.
It was cute
in the beginning. Throw out all your little trades and this and that. Figure out ways to get them. But it gets to the point where it's like, if he come, he come. He got the invitation. Like, it's nothing else we could do. You gave him the invite. You gave him the address.
The Kevin Durant shit is like Westworld, right? And it was a really good idea at the beginning. And it was fun. It was fun to talk about. And then as we keep going, it's like, are y'all done yet? Y'all still talking about the same shit? Like, and now the finale gonna be real, real mid. Like, it's gonna be real, real mid when the motherfucker goes back to the Nets. Like,
or anywhere.
If he goes somewhere else and it's like it might be. Hey,
if he goes to Phoenix, you know what I mean? Like, that's a, you know, that
they can't even.
That's what,
now.
G. That's huh? what, G. That's what. Let's if he goes to Phoenix and they give away everything plus the garbage can.
That wouldn't be everything. It would be like their picks and Ayton would
no,
be
then
the
it would turn into the Brooklyn.
They can't trade Ayton.
Well, they can't
trade Ayton. They can trade Ayton January 15th.
Right.
Oh, but so they, now but we're gonna wait for that shit? This is exactly right. Like Westworld.
Exactly
like Westworld.
It doesn't matter. Anywhere he goes, you're giving up a lot. So who cares? I'm at the point.
He'd be the best. He'd be the best player to ever trade.
We just saw him with one of the better offensive players in the NBA, and they did nothing. Why do we care so much about this story?
Nah, he'd be. What are you talking about?
Because everybody got hyped because they wanted a whale. So now we fishing.
I agree with you. What Kenny's saying is like.
No,
wow.
But no, I'm telling Kenny. Everybody got hyped because Pat said, I want a whale. All right. Now you out there in the middle of the ocean. You like, what's his face from Jaws 1. All right. So the guy who was the lead guy, he already bit in half. He gone. Now you left with the fucking geek. Y'all back there trying to figure out how to capture this Jaws. And this is where we are. And now the fans is mad. Ugh, I don't want so-and-so starting at the 4. I don't want so-and-so starting at the 3. This is all y'all got, people. This is it, baby. This is it. This is what we rolling with.
I will tell. Okay, so I'm always being called out for being like way too pro-Heat, which is weird because when they fuck up, I'd be the first one out here. I was screaming after the bubble, the season after the bubble, like, about how trash that offseason was.
Well, yeah, well, we knew that.
But they don't. I just don't want them coming to me with leap shit again. I don't want to hear leap talk. Don't come to me with leap talk. If on game one of the season, if I know G doesn't want to talk about the starting four, and neither do I. I'm just saying, game one of the season, if we come out there with a 6'3" power forward, I'm lighting their ass up. Y'all will stop with the alpha's too positive shit. I will light their ass up every day till a 6'8" motherfucker is out there.
I remember you said the same exact shit that season about Josh Richardson. And then right when the season started, he started stepping out of bounds in clutch situations.
I remember that shit. I was at a watch party drunk as shit, almost stepped my ass out of bounds into the pool at Duffy's. Pissed the fuck off. Because it was the first game of the season. They're playing the Magic, of course. And what does this motherfucker do with 3 seconds left? Steps out of bounds. I was like, that's a superstar. That's the one who was untouchable.
You literally were saying that. You put your arms out and you said, superstar, better than Jimmy.
Y'all sat there and tried to tell me you can't trade Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
You looked me in my face.
We did.
And Josh is a Harlem Globetrotter now, so.
All Josh does is post about it. Hopping
team to team. Just
trying to sneak on the G League Ignite.
Took his braids out so they didn't recognize him.
I never went to college.
Who? That's not me.
Alf, how long have you had that Fat Tuesdays?
This is my wife's, actually.
Okay, I was going to say. Like,
she has like a collection of them.
I was like, is that from the 90s?
Yeah, well. Why are you trying to call me old? Yeah,
I can't imagine that you're frequenting Fat Tuesdays very often.
I mean, dude, there was a Fat Tuesdays in the Grove that I was still going to probably, what, like a decade ago?
I was going
to
say a decade ago. No, that wasn't there a decade ago.
When you hit 30, you can't drink frozen alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
After 30, no more frozen alcohol.
Wet Willys is better anyway.
I mean,
it's all bad.
It's all bad.
Unless you're on vacation, you're allowed one frozen cocktail.
Only one?
Only one. You can't. Like, what are you going to do?
Fuck, do you use it in the beginning or at the end?
No, you just strip your first one. Then you
just
go straight
to the first one. Just right out the gate.
Like, you are asking for the worst hangover of your life. And also, if you don't get the 151 floater on the call a cab.
Yeah, no, what are you doing?
Don't hit me up.
If you're not getting a floater, what's the fucking point?
You ain't about the fucking life.
Yeah.
Wait, are they still making 151? I thought they, like, banned that shit.
No, yeah, they still.
Then I'm not drinking frozen drinks anymore.
We're done.
Yeah, I'm not drinking. I'm traumatized from one time I was, like, at home relaxing. And, like, I was real relaxed. And I forgot what I was eating. It was ice cream. And I felt like I got shot in the head. Like, you've never had a brain freeze, like, when you forgot you were eating ice cream. You can't do that.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, I'm good on frozen stuff.
The shit that goes through your head,
dude. 151, hey, it's like a fucking rare commodity now. It's like $300 a bottle. Who would pay $300 for 151?
Hangover time, Will, because we're all taking shots. I'm gonna buy it.
Oh god,
151. If y'all want to sponsor us.
I'm not taking no shots in the 151. You got me fucked up.
It'll burn your intestines.
Two times in my life that I blacked out.
That thing might be able to kill COVID.
That shit'll make you see into the future. I don't need that.
I think that may actually be able to kill COVID in your body. How
Trump talked
about.
Hangover time.
It also probably kills a little bit of you.
Remember when that dude told us to inject ourselves with Clorox? We just do a 151,
oh,
baby.
We didn't actually inject ourselves with Clorox.
No, the first time I ever had 151, I just started drinking. And it was these things called Crooked Eyes. Damn. I don't know if you remember this, Tiff. St. Ives Special Brew.
St. Ives.
Yeah. It was basically fruit juice with alcohol in it. And they marketed it towards kids because all the people doing the commercials were Wu-Tang, Biggie, Ice Cube. So, 15-year-old me was like, yes, I want to do that. Alcoholism is in my future. So I had like 2 weekends where I drank Crooked Eyes, got drunk. It's like, I'm a professional at this point. Like, I can drink. So I went to this party and they're like, these is drinkers. Like, they all like 18, 19, 20 years old. They're passing around a bottle of 151, pouring it in the cups and pouring it in the cap and taking a little shot. I'm like, y'all pussy, man. I drink Crooked Eye.
Oh.
I grabbed the bottle of 151 and go, what's the big I literally, my chest was on fire. My throat collapsed. I was numb. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't fucking talk. Like, I was tearing out my fucking eyes. Anyway, so 151.
That's how it feels like to watch the Knicks on Christmas. That's how it feels like to watch the Knicks on Christmas.
We ain't watching them.
That's a shot of Jalen Brunson basketball is what that is.
Come on, come on.
My friend wanted me to try Ray and Nephew.
What was that? What was that? What was that? Are you? Who's in a horror movie?
That was Christian. What is that going on with Leslie?
That sounded like you know the ghost. Yeah. You know the ghost in the Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. That's what that like sounded like.
I don't even know if that was English you just said.
Not a single one of those words was English.
Hold on, wait a second. That was a Nintendo 64 game in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Like, that sounded like that video they pass around when they're scaring the kids in the bathrooms and the closets and shit.
Hold on, right. Wait a second.
That's what it sounded like.
Ocarina, that's a classic. Everybody
what?
Knows that.
What are you talking about?
Everybody what? Like Macarena. In our age group. Yeah.
I thought you said Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's the Legend of Zelda. That was the N64 Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, Macarena? I'm so confused.
My mom didn't buy me an N64.
Kenny's like, that sounded so sad.
Kenny, I'm so tired of using this show as a fucking therapy session.
Right? No, she bought me a PlayStation by mistake, so it was cool.
How do you buy a PlayStation by mistake?
She didn't know the difference.
At the same time.
I'm thankful for that.
Did your mama hate you?
Yeah, it kind of was. Nah, just like, I grew up poor, man. Hit me out. I was playing NBA Live 98 and 04. Give me a break.
Poor man. I'm so sorry.
They should be able to buy you the wrong shit all the time.
Man, my 16th birthday, I wanted an iPod. My mom got me an iPod Shuffle with a no screen. I was sick.
Bro, my parents didn't even know what a fucking iPod was. What are you talking about? I got my first Walkman in 2004. I had to buy it myself.
Click.
I had a Walkman back in the day. I was playing like Linkin Park CD on it.
There you go.
Do you remember the fucking headphones we used to use?
Yeah, with the foam pad on it.
Yeah,
I was walking around to that hard as shit.
They're hell so yeah. plasticky.
Ethan still use those headphones.
The ones with that wrap around the back of the ear?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Speaking of Ethan, we are collabed with Five Reasons Sports this season. You'll see us cross-promoting each other on platforms. We'll make appearances on their shows. They will be on ours. Brady Hawk is going to make an appearance coming up on one of our home of shows. It's going to be exciting. I know, Alf, you're going on Five on the Floor this week.
I'll be on an episode of Five on the Floor this week. I have no idea what we're talking about. We're going to manufacture more August NBA content.
Yeah. What you know what's going to happen? Ethan's going to ask you to grade the offseason.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah, just grades. At this point, we're at grades.
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to do – this is like classic sports radio. Incomplete.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a vet, bro. Come on.
You've been there.
I mean, it sort of is, right?
This ain't my first rodeo, okay?
I mean, we basically just came here and we talked shit as friends and we made fun of Kenny for not having an N64. Like, this is nothing to talk about. Christian lives with a ghost. Alf has a fat Tuesdays problem.
We can talk Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I saw that somebody thinks that – who the hell's thinking that the Heat are going to get –
This is what I've been talking about with the reports. They didn't say the Heat might get him. They said the Heat, well, the Heat front office has big fans of Jaylen Brown, which, what the fuck does that mean?
Hey, Wayne.
Like, sometimes you gotta read these reports, like, and, like, ask yourself these questions. What the fuck does that mean?
I, too, am a big fan of Jaylen Brown.
I'm a big fan of Ruby Rose. She's not in here.
Like, I was a fan of the girl I was dating that broke up with me. Sometimes shit doesn't work out your way.
Oh, Sleepy G at the wheel. That is hilarious.
I was a fan of Leif, you know, a couple years ago. That didn't work out for us. Shit happened.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta read this. Like, when you have the perspective of like knowing these reporters be playing people for clicks, you already read it the correct way, and it's like fucking hilarious. Like, he has big fans in the front office. Like, all right, cool.
I still have not a fan of LeBron. Like, talking about
what I don't understand, like. I did, but that's as funny as the report is. You know, the Heat are big fan. Like, I mean, the Heat are big part of big fans of Giannis. Like, as
well,
funny
they
as
were.
I mean, but like, as funny as that report is, like, the machinations of it just don't make any damn sense, right? So, I said before, you're just manufacturing content, and then we just get weeks and weeks and weeks out of the content. It just doesn't make any sense.
Right. I just think we gotta understand, we don't have the pieces to get any of these people.
No, we do. We do.
Duncan?
No.
We can get anybody we want, but then you have to give up Bam.
But, and that's why I just said, we don't have the pieces to get any, to get any of these people. Because they're not giving up Bam. Right? So you don't have enough to get any of these quote-unquote whales or guppies. So if you're getting a goldfish, have at it. But you won't have enough for any of that. So everybody talked themselves into thinking they was getting Kevin Durant with Tyler, two first rounds, Duncan, and Yurt. But you're not.
That sounds like a fucking bargain to me.
The thing about it, though, like, if you word it that way, nobody can really, like, look into it. Because, hey, I didn't say they were going to look trade for him. I just said they got big fans. Big fans. Like,
it's already talking. What else are we going to do?
Like, you get big fans, though.
Well, you like, if you go
like, you can do a fan fiction, like, all right, well, he expires in a couple years. Maybe they can look to make some moves and make space and whatever, if this doesn't work out. You can think it through and be like, all right, if I'm going to spew some bullshit, I can, like, dress it up. Like, it could be bullshit in a dress, and, like, it'll be fine. Like, it can be like when I don't know, an ugly character on a sitcom walks out and the crowd says, woo! Like, you can make it like that. But
you know you want to say Harriet from Family Matters.
I couldn't think of the name, but you want to say
Harriet put on a dress. And it, woo! You know Harriet still look like crap. What
are we doing? She had the lipstick out on her teeth.
y'all, man.
Harriet came out with some shoulder pads and a blue.
She had the wig on like T.I. used to wear his fitted.
Yeah. She got the bouffant hair doing some shoulder pads. And went, woo!
With the brown stockings.
Oh, man. You can do that, but like, it's like just straight up why they have big fans. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that? Like, come on, man.
It is what it is. I mean, I just think that the notion, I think Tiff has really nailed it. They don't have the horses to get in the name unless.
But no, but see this is what I've objected to on Twitter, where I object to a lot of shit. But the fact that everyone's like, oh, the Heat came into the offseason with no assets. They came into the offseason with assets, and everyone thought they had the kind of assets where they could get not just a whale straight up, but a disgruntled superstar could force his way to the Heat. Like Jimmy Butler did, like other stars have done in the past. They had Tyler, up and coming, sixth man of the year. Duncan, a big contract. Even maybe you throw Kyle Lowry in there. Whatever you have to do, as long as you keep Bam and Jimmy. Plus, they finally had more than one or two first-round picks to trade. They have three first-round picks, a blue-chip young guy, and big contracts to trade. They had the assets. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves went and destroyed and disrupted the entire market. So everyone out there saying, oh, the Heat don't play it ahead. First of all, you don't collect.
When you're winning, you
you don't collect assets while you were winning and going to conference finals. It is such a bullshit argument people are making. You don't just sit there like, oh, well, we're only going to make the conference finals. Let's start fucking tanking. Let's trade all your undrafted free agents. Why? Them motherfuckers were starting in the playoffs. They were getting you one seeds. Like, why are you trading? You trading for second round picks. What second round pick going to get you Kevin Durant?
Right.
Like, this the assets thing is wild to me. But no good team has all draft picks that they want. No good team, because you can't amass draft picks while you're good. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So every good team that wants to get the Kevin Durant conversation has to give up their first or second best player. That is where we're at, and that's why Kevin Durant has not been traded yet.
And I agree to a certain extent. Yeah, the Wolves came in and, like, I don't know what they thought. Like, I don't know who they thought they were bidding against. Like, I don't know what they thought they were doing. They walked in there and thought they were playing blackjack, and they were playing fucking old maid. Like, they didn't know what the hell was going on. They're just throwing cards down. You want this? You want this? You want this? Okay.
They're trying to get an equal return for Kevin Durant, and that will never happen.
Right. But I just think on our end, like, just to be realistic, even if that whole kerfuffle never happened, even if Minnesota didn't lose their mind and thought Rudy was the next coming of Hakeem Olajuwon, we still don't have enough on a regular Tuesday to get a Kevin Durant, to get a Donovan Mitchell. You don't have enough. Because you know why you don't have enough? If you're going to throw Tyler in there, guess what? He showed you nothing in the playoffs. So, like, all these things, like, people don't take into consideration. Whether he was hurt or not, or whether he just pissed the bed, he didn't show you enough to warrant to be the lead in a trade package. So, it is what it is. So, now either you're just going to make a move, get better around the fringes, or you're going to roll with what you got, and maybe, guess what? You get a phone call in January, so-and-so ain't happy. Then you make a move. But, like, we fooling ourselves to think that this kid was going to lead a trade package when he didn't show you anything in the postseason.
Like, there's certainly a disconnect between what people value him and, like, what Heat fans think he is. And I think I think people here look at him very rose-tinted, and they only look at his positives. And I think it's kind of extreme on both ends, but Tiff, you're 100% right. Like, he didn't show the goods, and Jalen Brunson got paid because he had a couple good games when everyone was watching, and Tyler didn't have any real good games when everyone was watching, and it's a recency bias world.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think that's part of it, but I think the main thing is that's just different off seasons have different themes. Sometimes this is just not the off season where.
Shamika Smolnik says Tiff hates Tyler Hero because he's black.
No, but the reality of it is, like, this is just a draft pick offseason, and it's gonna be that way until Victor Wembanyama gets drafted. Teams want as many picks as possible, and so it's not necessarily about Tyler not leading the package, because Tyler probably could lead a package if people were looking for players.
The problem with Tyler is that he's up to get paid Penny, and if you give a big old goose egg right before you have to get paid. And if you're an organization having to commit to that, and you're just like, well, rookie year, bubble, not a lot of film on him. And then when the scouting report was out and when they needed him, when they really needed him, he laid a goose egg. And when you got to pay a guy, and it's not like a small investment. It's a, you know, it's a close to max extension investment that you're going to, because somebody's going to give it to him. So
see, I don't even know if this was after the bubble. And Tyler was dropping 30 points a game in the conference finals, all that shit. I still don't think it would have mattered, because I think usually when a star demands a trade, usually they're not, first of all, they're not as good as Kevin Durant. It's very rare for someone as good as Kevin Durant to demand a trade with 4 years left on their contract. Like, that's the big thing. And he has no trade clause. He has absolutely no leverage except, like, he's upset like that. It's usually not enough to it's not enough to demand a trade. And what the Brooklyn Nets have done is extremely smart. They didn't panic. Most franchises completely panic once their star demands a trade. They start like, oh my God, and they will go for any poo-poo platter the first team fucking throws at them. Especially when it's a team that star requested, because they think, oh, going forward, other superstars will see what we did for such and such, which has never worked out for anybody. No one's like, I'm going to go to Minnesota because they traded Kevin Garnett where he wanted to go. Like, nobody does that shit. Nobody cares. So Brooklyn is actually really smart. We were counting on Brooklyn to be dumb. We were hoping that, like, the trade demand and all that stuff would lead Brooklyn to be dumb, because, like, once upon a time, we got Shaq for Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, and, like, once upon a time, we did that. Shit don't
also, the Dragic trade. You know, they got Dragic.
The Dragic trade was 2 first-round picks, though.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the rest of the stuff, because he had 2 first-round picks.
Norris Cole was a
well, so the Nor- was Norris in that trade?
Right, so,
he was.
Bless you.
But the thing we have to, because I see a lot of times people say Kevin Durant just has to demand a trade to Miami, or Donovan just has to demand a trade to Miami. But it's not the same as Shaq, and it's not the same as Jimmy, because they both were up to get paid. So Kevin Durant already has 4 years left. Right. And so, Jimmy did demand a trade. People remember Jimmy did demand a trade to Miami, but he wasn't expiring yet. And Minnesota couldn't come to terms with Miami, so they were like, fuck that, you're going to Philly. Figure it out later. And
Ethan had reported at the time that Riley hung up the phone on them and said, call me back when you want to be serious. Because Minnesota was...
Yeah.
So you got two guys. Yeah, and so got two teams these guys have...
Yeah. And they don't have... And especially in Donovan Mitchell's case, I don't even understand. He's never even complained, let alone said he wants out. So I don't really know what all this speculation is about.
The Donovan Mitchell thing doesn't make sense, because what are you trying to do, Utah? Like, what is...
Well, now it makes sense to trade him. You have nothing.
Yeah,
They screwed the pooch themselves. Like, who's running that organization now? I'm just curious.
Danny Ainge.
Dwayne Wade.
I'm not going to give...
If it is Dwayne, he's doing the right thing by doing the wrong thing, if you know what I mean.
But you got no... But, like, the sad part is Utah now has nothing. Like, now you really do need to trade him, because you don't have
anything. Here's what I will say. If those reports were true about Donovan Mitchell saying it's either Rudy or me, it's his fucking fault and he got to deal with it.
Well, yeah. Now, if that's true and you want to be the man, hey, have at it.
You made your
go
bed
ahead.
Because that West looking real deep. So you have at it.
To Ryan's point in the chat, like, after all that, I still don't bemoan the Heat doing what they're doing. It is
they're a good team still.
It's proper to do your due diligence on a guy like Kevin Durant. Like, you try and try. Like, you, like, listen, man. Like, you just keep coming to the store with that same shitty ass offer.
You catch him on the right day. You know?
Yeah, what you got right there? I still got $425. It costs $8. Well, I still got $425. Exactly. I'll be back tomorrow. Pat Riley keeps coming up every single day until that one day, motherfucker just take it for $425. That's what he's counting on.
And because not for nothing.
We all have our days of weakness, Alf.
Right.
And he has another $4 in his pocket, but he ain't giving it to you.
Listen, and not for nothing, I don't believe in that you were one shot away stuff, because a lot of things happened before the one shot. So you technically weren't one shot away from going to the finals. But you don't need Kevin Durant. You want Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's still a really
good
team.
Need other things. You don't need Kevin Durant. You want Kevin Durant.
Spoken like a true parent right there.
Like, that's how that works. Like, come on. And this is the reverse jinx. Jordan pointed at some sketches that had, like, a damn princess on it. You want sketches. You don't need sketches. First of all, you ain't walking around with me with the big S on your shoe. We ain't doing that.
Not in this house.
Not in this house, you know? So we want Kevin Durant. Why? Because why wouldn't you? But do you need Kevin Durant? And that's why, to bring it all full circle, we're not playing on Christmas.
Enjoy your time off. Enjoy the time with your family, Heat fans. Stay off Twitter. And we'll be listen. We will be doing shows when there's stuff to talk about. We schedule. I'm sure that when the schedule comes out, we'll pop in. But you know, see us. Catch us at training camp, and we'll get our camera fixed. We love you guys. Thank you guys for everything that you do. And we'll be in and out of here doing some stuff. So catch you guys later. Appreciate chat. Thank you to my panel, and see you soon.